rare Chinese kissing fish. Very romantic. Fish are not romantic, Mike. Tell that to these guys. They'll kiss for hours. Is this supposed to be another turn-on? I'm rusty on the romance. Can you grade me on effort? For future reference, Mike, fish are definitely not a turn-on. Try flowers. Tallon pulled a bouquet of white lilies from behind his back. I tried for red roses, he said, but I almost got shot sneaking into the rose garden. As Tallon pulled Rachel's body against his and inhaled the soft fragrance of her hair, he felt years of quiet isolation dissolving inside him. He kissed her deeply, feeling her body rise against him. The white lilies fell to their feet, and barriers Tallon had never known he'd built were suddenly melting away. The ghosts are gone. He felt Rachel inching toward the bed now, her whisper soft in his ear. You don't really think fish are romantic, do you? I do, he said, kissing her again. You should see the jellyfish mating ritual. Incredibly erotic. Rachel maneuvered him onto his back on the horsehair mattress, easing her slender body down on top of his. And seahorses, Tallon said, breathless, as he savored her touch through the thin satin of his pajamas. Seahorses perform an unbelievably sensual dance of love. Enough fish talk, she whispered, unbuttoning his pajamas. What can you tell me about the mating rituals of advanced primates? Tallon sighed. I'm afraid I don't really do primates. Rachel shed her football jersey. Well, nature boy, I suggest you learn fast. Epilogue. The NASA transport jet banked high over the Atlantic. On board, Administrator Lawrence Eckstrom took a last look at the huge, charred rock in the cargo hold. Back to the sea, he thought, where they found you. On Eckstrom's command, the pilot opened the cargo doors and released the rock. They watched as the mammoth stone plummeted downward behind the plane, arcing across the sunlit ocean sky and disappearing beneath the waves in a pillar of silver spray. The giant stone sank fast. Underwater, at 300 feet, barely enough light remained to reveal its tumbling silhouette. Passing 500 feet, the rock plunged into total darkness. Racing down. Deeper. It fell for almost 12 minutes. Then, like a meteorite striking the dark side of the moon, the rock crashed into a vast plain of mud on the ocean floor, kicking up a cloud of silt. As the dust settled, one of the ocean's thousands of unknown species swam over to inspect the odd newcomer. Unimpressed, the creature moved on.
Deception Point was written by Dan Brown and read by Richard Poe. This has been a production of Recorded Books for Simon & Schuster Audio.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.